Shachar Shpiyas Parak Alf Mishnah Zayin Hanitiras Vadi Lo the star from the top base up. Young trees together with Greek corn would combine for the 10 young trees that are needed to plow an entire base up to Rosh Hashanah, as we had in the previous mission. That if you have 10 young trees scattered in the area of a base saw, the Allah of the seen our teachers of, that you're allowed to plow the entire field all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of Shavuot, even though normally you're not allowed to plow 30 days prior to Shavuot, min HaTorah, and that abundantly can't plow a field tree past Shavuot of the 6th year. But if there are 10 young trees scattered in the base saw, you would be allowed to plow the entire base saw up to Rosh Hashanah of Shavuot. And this mission teaches us that even if you don't have 10 young trees scattered in the base saw, you have less than 10 young trees, but you also have Greek gourds. Greek gourds are very large as a tree. And if between the young trees and the Greek gourds you have at least 10, in such a case, if they're scattered in the base saw, you'd be allowed to plow the field all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. And I'm forced to say, but you need to have rove of young trees. Meaning to say at least 6 of the 10 have to be young trees. And if you have 6 young trees and 4 Greek gourds scattered in the base saw, that would be the same as if you had 10 young trees scattered in the base saw. But if you only had 5 young trees and 5 Greek gourds, in such a case, since the young trees are not the rove, it's 50-50, you would not be allowed to plow the entire field up to Rosh Hashanah. The Halacha Moshe Mishnah teaches us that you need to have at least 6 young trees and in combination with 4 Greek gourds. Since the Greek gourds are large as trees, you're allowed to plant the entire base saw all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I met Kossar Zilu and the base saw a horseshoe called base saw at Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is more lenient than the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you don't need to have any young trees at all in the base saw. Even if you had 10 Greek gourds scattered in the base saw, that would allow you to plow the entire base saw all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos. So, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, there's no difference as to whether they're Greek gourds, which are as large as trees, or if they're young trees. In any case, if you have 10 of them scattered in the base saw, you're allowed to plow the entire base saw up to Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. Until when is a tree considered a young tree? As we said previously, if you have 10 young trees scattered in the base saw, the Halacha Moshe Mishnah teaches us you're allowed to plow the entire base saw all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of Shavuot. Until when is a tree considered a young tree? Rabbi Lezman Azari says until the fruit are redeemed in the year Nezer by the 4th year. At the first 3 years of a tree, the fruit is orless, forbidden to be eaten. And in the 4th year, Nezer Revi, you can't eat the fruit until it is redeemed. And until the fruit is redeemed in the 4th year, the tree is considered a young tree. Rabbi Shua says a tree up to 7 years old is considered a young tree. Rabbi Shua is more lenient than Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a Netiya Kishma. Rabbi Kiva says a Netiya is just like its name, meaning to say only the first year is a tree considered a young tree, as Rabbi Akiva takes a stringent approach. Ilan shenigmam b'hoiti chalipim. A tree that is cut down, all you have left is a stump, and then the stump grew out into a tree. Mitetav l'mata kinetia. If the tree was cut to within a tetach of the ground, and then the tree grew again, it's as if you planted a new tree and had the din of a young tree with regards to Orla, that the first 3 years the fruit would be up there again, and also with regards to Shavuot, that if you have 10 of these trees in the area of a base saw, you'd be allowed to plow the entire field all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. And since it was cut down so close to the ground, when it grows again, it's considered a new tree. But if you did not cut it down to within a tefach of the ground, you have a stump of at least a tefach left after you cut the tree. In such a case, when it grows out again, it's not considered a new tree. It's like the old tree. So therefore, the dinam of Orla would not apply to this tree since it's the same as the old tree, and 3 years have passed since the old tree was planted. And also, it's not considered a young tree with regards to Shavuot, with regards to plowing the entire base up to Rosh Hashanah of the year of Shavuot, according to Rabbi Shimon.